This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. On today's show, overcoming a common pitfall to attracting our dreams and locating yourself within the four stages of weight mastery. Did you know that each time a smoker tries to quit smoking and fails, that smoker is increasing the odds of succeeding the next time? How can this be, you ask? So we've talked about a great question to ask, the question of what do I want? This is a question that can begin the process of dreaming, that can begin the process of attracting to us those wonderful things that we want in our lives, like a fantastic, slim, fit, and healthy body, for example. Does that mean that you never eat an extra bite or overeat, that you're perfect at all times? Absolutely not. Simply being naturally slender, being at a place of weight mastery, means that you do self-correct quickly, easily, automatically. Take a moment to drop inside, to check in, and be present. Situate yourself in your weight loss journey. Situate yourself in your journey of self-acceptance. How far have you already come? What are the lessons that you've learned? Whether you're brand new to Inside Out Weight Loss, and by the way, if you are, welcome. I'm so glad you've joined us. And please consider going back to the prologue and starting from the beginning and working your way all the way up to today's episode, because the concepts offered in this program build off one another. And if you're a seasoned listener, also welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. So let's take a moment and check in with where we are on our journey today. In order to do this, let's become present with our current experience. Drop inside for a moment and simply notice you. Notice that you are alive, that you're breathing, your heart is beating, the blood is circulating throughout your body. There are feelings that you're experiencing, physical sensations and emotional feelings as well. Situate yourself in your day. What time of day is it? What's already happened? And what's the promise of the rest of the day? You can even take a moment to think of how you would like to enjoy your experience for the remainder of the day and the week. Would you like to approach it? Would you like to experience it from a place of presence, a place of openness, a place of centeredness? And if so, find your center now. Allow yourself to center down, to settle down into your center. The physical center of your body is a place called the hara, which is about 2 finger widths below your belly button. Just below your belly button is the physical center of your body. Perhaps you'd like to bring your awareness to that place. Perhaps you'd like to drop down to your hara, to your physical center of your body. Now, as an Inside Out weight loss listener, I know that for many of us, our belly has been a place where we haven't felt so darn comfortable. But go ahead and let all that go for now and simply be in the center of your physical body. Enjoy your belly. Be grateful that you have a belly, because let's face it, if you didn't have a belly, you wouldn't have a life. So become present with your current experience, whatever that might be, with your emotional experience, wherever you are, and situate yourself on your journey. You may have had what you consider failures on your weight loss journey or your journey to self and body acceptance. Perhaps you've had false starts, frustrations. Did you know that each time a smoker tries to quit smoking and fails, that smoker is increasing the odds of succeeding the next time? How can this be, you ask? Well, because each time that the smoker has tried to quit, they've actually learned something more about what doesn't work, and perhaps about themselves, and increased their probability of succeeding the next time, because the next time they'll have more knowledge, they'll have more wisdom, and they'll take advantage of what they've learned works, and they'll also take advantage of what they've learned doesn't work for them. So similarly, each attempt that you've made at weight loss, at weight mastery in the past, increases the probability of your success in this moment. Who knew that all those attempts were actually making it easier this time around for you? I actually spoke with a client this morning, and for her, as for most of us when we start, the more that she tries to control herself, the more out of control her behavior is. That's right. The more she tries to control, the more out of control she is. Not in the short term. It's the rebound that gets her. Yeah, she's great. She's ultra low calorie, uber exercise Wonder Woman. Until she can't take it anymore. And then she swings the other direction and she's wildly out of control, eating everything in sight. The more in control, the more out of control. Bummer, huh? So what's the solution? What's the way out? Is it to surrender and be completely out of control at all times? That doesn't seem very appealing, does it? In fact, it's pretty darn scary. So the solution is to accept that scariest part of ourselves, the part we hate, the part that wants to eat everything and anything, anytime and anywhere. How do we accept it? Perhaps we can start by forgiving ourselves. Forgiving ourselves for wanting to eat. It's okay to want to eat, really. It's even okay to want to overeat, really. It's natural. Even naturally slender people overeat. Accept that and forgive yourself. There's a good reason that we want it. There's a positive intent to everything that we do. And the positive intent to overeating, in your case, might be something about wanting you to feel good, wanting you to feel safe, wanting you to relax. So nestle down to that level of intent. Sink down and be present with the intent of the overeating. And from that place, forgive yourself, because really, it's okay. And from that place of forgiveness and honoring our intent, all sorts of wonderful new options become available, new solutions that we couldn't even imagine possible before. Okay, let's go ahead and set our intention for this episode, speaking about intent. Go ahead and take a moment, set your intention for today's episode, and also connect in with all of the other listeners of this show across space and time. Send them your support and feel theirs as it comes back to you magnified thousands and tens and hundreds of thousand times over. There's a magic to community intent. Feel it. Connect. Ride its wave. I wanted to share with you today what one listener writes in about her belief changes. She writes that She actually had a breakthrough in the last few days before she wrote. She's been listening for several months now, and she was writing in her Inside Out weight loss journal, and this is her entry. I realize now that Renee is right. I was very skeptical at first. I can lose weight permanently, and I am naturally slender. I can change my limiting beliefs and my cycle of self-punishment, torture related to my body and food. And it isn't even that hard, actually. It's easy. I just didn't know certain things before, didn't have certain tools, didn't have the right help. But now, thank God, I do. I want to thank you for writing in and sharing that, because it's such an important comment, such an important breakthrough. When we let go of our limiting beliefs, we become aware of them and we let go. And we realize that, in fact, it is possible. Our dreams are possible for us. We can become naturally slender. In fact, we can re-become naturally slender, because each of us was born that way. So thanks so much for writing in and sharing that with us. It's time to take a break now to support the amazing companies that are our sponsors. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
We're back now. The last episode, we talked about the magical question that we can ask ourselves when we're feeling miserable, when we're suffering, when we're at our worst. And I actually shared the story of sitting in a workshop a couple weeks ago when I was feeling really bad, beginning to come down with what seemed to be a stomach bug. And simply by asking myself this question, I was able to recover completely and feel great within about 10 to 15 minutes of asking it. So what was that magical question? Do you remember? It's really very simple. In some ways, it's actually very obvious. It can be obvious to us now, but not so obvious when we're in the throes of dessert despair. So here's that question. Simply, what do you want? And you can even expand upon it and ask, what do I want instead of the misery that I'm experiencing now? Have you experimented with this question? Have you played around with it a little bit? I've placed a post on the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, where you can share your experiences by posting a comment. So please take a moment and do that and let us know what your experience has been. Also, while you're there at the blog, you can take a moment to click on the listener survey box to the right of the blog post, where you can tell us who you are. By telling us who you are, you helped us attract great sponsors to this show that make this show possible. So we've talked about a great question to ask, the question of what do I want? This is a question that can begin the process of dreaming, that can begin the process of attracting to us those wonderful things that we want in our lives, like a fantastic, slim, fit, and healthy body, for example. Now today, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about a really bad question to ask, a pitfall in attracting what we want, in attracting the kind of body that we are really excited about having. What's a pitfall? What's a question that will take us in the opposite direction of where we want to go? And I'll give you a hint. This question is really, really common. In fact, it's often the very first question that we ask ourselves. And my guess is that you have asked this question of yourself countless times in the past. But before we go there, Let's take a moment to review the three steps to attracting that we went over a few episodes ago. The three steps to attracting the body of your dreams, the relationship with food of your dreams, or anything else for that matter that you want, are 1, clear. Clear your emotional clutter. Clear your mind. 2, create. Create means dream. It means imagine. It means fantasize about what you want and all of the details that go with it. Not just the big picture, but eventually the details of how you'll think, how you'll behave, what it will be like to be out in the world making healthy choices on a regular basis. And 3, release. Release to the universe, release to your higher power, release to spirit, release your desire so that support, it's almost like when we release, it's a call for support. We let it go. We don't cling too tightly, but we let it go. So those 3 steps are clear, create, and release. So as you think about these 3 steps, where does the magical question that we've been talking about come in? The question of, what do I want? Well, if you think about it, what do I want is a transition question. It, at the same time, at once, it invites us to clear the emotional clutter, the bad feeling that we've been having in our misery, and at the same time, directing us to create, to dream or imagine about what we want instead. So it's kind of like steps 1 and 2 mixed in together, a beautiful transition in just a few words. What do I want? 4 words allow us to both clear and create. So what's this big pitfall question? What's the wrong question to ask ourselves? Have you been thinking about it? Something that's really common we ask ourselves all the time, and that is the express way to feeling bad. Because I tell you what, in law of attraction terms, the moment that we start to feel bad, we have a negative emotional vibration, and we are attracting more negativity into our lives. So this question, this common question is, why? The question is why? The question that we ask ourselves over and over again and leads us down one of those rabbit holes. Why do I feel so bad? Why am I like this? Why can't I do better? Why do I try and try again and again only to fail? Why, why? Recognize it? Sound familiar? I mean, let's take a moment and answer that question. Why am I such a disaster? Now, there's a great question to answer to feel really lousy really fast. Why do I have this problem? Okay, well, what's a possible answer for that? Why do I have this problem? Let's see. The things that come to my mind and certainly did when I was in depression were because I'm flawed, because there's something terribly wrong with me, because my mother yelled at me when I was 5 years old, because my father was a workaholic, because yada, yada, yada. Lots and lots of reasons. And how are you feeling as we're going through that? Pretty lousy, I bet. Now, I like to get you feeling good. Inside Out Weight Loss is all about feeling good. So let's just let go of all of that. Let's let go of the question, why? It's a really useful question for inquisitive minds in other areas, in scientific exploration. If we come to it with a spirit of understanding the way that things work, it's great. But notice your emotional reaction when you ask yourself these why questions about your behavior. If it's positive, then great. But most often, more often than not, that question is an express way to feeling bad. What's the antidote? What's a better question that we can ask? How about the one that we just reviewed? What do I want instead? Then we could ask another corollary question. What would it be like if I had what I want? How wonderful would it be if I had what I want? Do I like every aspect of what I want? How could I make what I want even better? These are great questions to ask. So next time you find yourself asking the question why, pause for a moment and ask yourself, what do I want instead? What would be even better? What would be completely amazing? And I want to give you some tips on that as well, because one of the things that I've noticed is that we often are so used to feeling bad and beating up on ourselves that we forget to dream. We forget to allow ourselves to want something really exceptionally amazing. Like, for example, being naturally slender. So play around with that and post a comment to the blog to let me know what you discover. Finally today, I'd like to share with you what I promised last episode. I promised to share with you the 4 stages of weight mastery. What do I mean by weight mastery? I mean being naturally slender, being in that place where it's easy and natural and the most normal thing in the world for you to eat and prefer to eat the right amount of healthy food for your body and take exquisite care of yourself. That, to me, is weight mastery. Weight mastery involves self-correcting regularly and frequently. So I'm not saying that weight mastery means that you're always perfect. Quite the contrary. Weight mastery simply means that you self-correct very quickly, easily, and almost automatically. Does that mean that you never eat an extra bite or overeat, that you're perfect at all times? Absolutely not. Simply being naturally slender, being at a place of weight mastery, means that you do self-correct quickly, easily, automatically. So what are the stages before that? The first stage we'll call the mayhem stage. This is the stage where you are feeling completely out of control and your motivation to eat healthfully is none or entirely external. So what do I mean by this, entirely external? What I mean is that if you're motivated at all, it might be because you have a big event coming up and you want to lose 5 or 10 or 50 pounds fast. And so you say it's a wedding, you want to look good for the wedding and or a class reunion or a prom or some important event, and you want to lose weight for that event. So you have this external motivation. The only problem is what happens the day after the event and the week after and the month after. And we tell ourselves all kinds of stories like, oh, by then I'll have new habits, yada, yada, yada. And how often does that work? So in this stage, the mayhem stage, the motivation is either none or completely, entirely external. The next stage of weight mastery is regulated. It means that our impulses, our desires are regulated by external motivation. For example, being held accountable by a weight loss program or having a deadline, having a big event. But also we have some internal motivation. We have tapped into at some level our inner desire to be healthy and fit. Maybe it's a health crisis prompted by a visit to a doctor. Maybe it's your jeans not buttoning and having to buy new clothes, whatever it is. We have a combination of external, primarily external motivation, but also some internal motivation regulated. Frequently in this stage, we seek to follow rules. We want to put rules on ourselves like no eating after 7 p.m. or always eat a protein and fruit combined, or all those funky food combining rules that are popular. So there are often a lot of rules associated with the regulated phase. Now, rules, by the way, aren't necessarily good or bad. Rules, I think, can be very helpful. It's just that in phase 2 of weight mastery, our rules are primarily externally motivated. In phase 3, that's the managed phase, where we're managing our eating, our motivation switches to become primarily internal with some external motivation. So there may be an event, there may be someone that we're being held accountable to, but primarily the motivation is now rising up within us, that we feel a strong desire to treat ourselves really well, to take great care of ourselves. We have a newfound respect for ourselves. So this is the managed place. And finally, phase 4 of weight mastery is where we have internal motivation primarily. We are mainly internally motivated. We are naturally slender. This is that place where it's not that we never overeat, but we do self-correct quickly and easily. Within 24 hours, and typically less than 24 hours, we self-correct. So those are the four stages of weight mastery. Perhaps you can identify where you are now and put your sights on moving to the next level. We'll be talking about this more in future episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss. But that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. On the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, I'll address another question, another common pitfall to attracting the body and the life of our dreams, and, of course, how to overcome it. Want more? Consider purchasing the Guided Journeys, available for sale on my site, mindforbody.com, mindforbody.com, because that creates a powerful foundation of inner alignment. And of course, check out the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee. You'll see lots of great links. You'll see an opportunity to purchase Inside Out Weight Loss logo gear, such as an Inside Out Weight Loss journal. And finally, you'll get many, many times more out of this journey, what you put in, but you must put in to get out. Consider joining the Yahoo group of Inside Out Weight Loss. You'll find a link at the blog. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.